all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Wanna slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life.
Welcome to Taryn and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com, live in studio. Beautiful Friday. Had the windows open in the house today. It just feels beautiful. Just wind blowing through, refreshing. Not 100 degrees outside. Drinking coffee. I could get behind it, Darren. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I mean, come Sunday, you're not going to be having the windows open like that. It'll be 90 degrees on Sunday, but doing pretty good, man. We're ready for, you know, ready for Sunday, ready for some football, ready to go pick up the game day suit tomorrow, make sure I'm casket sharp clean at the game on Sunday, and hopefully I can wheel, you know, got to wheel it to me, Riggs. I got to wheel Kansas City across the finish line. It feels like I got to drag them at times, but, you know, Kansas City, it's something I never thought I'd say, that we're looking to bounce back from a loss this early in the regular season, especially under Patrick Mahomes, because we never had to worry about that in September.
Yeah, this is a good chance for a bounce back to see what happens.
Hey, but it could also be a chance where they lose. They could potentially have been 0-2 going to this game with a potential 0-3.
Sure.
If they're not careful, if Spags said that they're, you know, and the players said they're pissed. Well, let's translate that to what we see on the field on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not too worried, honestly. I don't think the Chiefs have any sort of major issues. It's still early in the year.
They do have major issues. Okay.
But they face the two teams that exploited their weakness, right?
Yeah, but see, but the thing is, like I mentioned the Spags, you obviously want to get it, you know, you never want to say, well, now's a good time as any for this to happen. You know, you obviously don't want it to happen at all. But better to have it happen now than obviously in the playoffs or later on in the season where it might be too late to make adjustments or changes or whatever, even though it's a week-to-week-to-week type of league. But the thing is, you know that you're going to be facing a team like Derrick Henry and the Tennessee Titans. You know you're going to be facing a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers with Najee Harris, who by that time in December should be a much better team with a much better offensive line, perhaps. But you know what he was capable of doing at Alabama. He's an every down back that can potentially hurt you. And then when I look at the other teams, Aaron Jones with the Green Bay Packers, obviously Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard with the Dallas Cowboys. So there are teams on the schedule going further that can do the same thing that the Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens do. So if you don't get that defensive front shored up, especially when it comes to tackling, you're gonna have a long season.
Yeah, I just think this team is too talented. I think there's too much talent on
this
defense.
They have more talent on both sides of the ball going into Baltimore, and they still lost.
100%. But I think they're too talented to let this continue. I think Jaron Reed, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, they're all too talented to continue to let this happen. Alex Okafor.
The problem is they're all suffering from outside of Jaron. They all got little knick-knack injuries that can be exploited.
That happens every single year. That's every game. It's the NFL. You're going to have knick-knack injuries. That's what it is. It's going to take time for Chris Jones.
But you know our players. You know how Frank Clark has been these last 2 years.
Sure.
So, when we talk about injuries, let's Frank Clark will sit out a game because he got bubble guts. I mean, come on now. And he's got, Coach Reese said that it's his other hamstring that's bothering him. So it's like,
yeah.
Come on. I mean, it's not like we're talking about Ironman either on these. I mean, you know, I know teams suffer injuries, but some of our players act a little bit more brittle than others.
Chris Jones is learning a new position. He was out of sorts against the run. I think that he will progress against the run as the season goes on. I'm not worried. I think that was an outlier because, again, Chris Jones in his second NFL game, sure, he looked lost trying to stop the run. That's gonna happen.
But I'm not gonna try to argue with you the show, but just a little pushback. He somehow was good against the run 2 weeks ago when they played the Browns. So I'm saying
he wasn't great against the run. He dominated against Baker last quarter.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, but his sacks didn't come in the fourth quarter. It came in both halves. What I'm saying is that I will say as it relates to him. Last two was just kind of an outlier because he had a good game against the Browns. He had a bad game against the Ravens. So I don't want to use excuse where he's learning. I mean, he did
his
stuff.
He is learning, though.
He did his stuff. But when he had those two sacks in the game against Cleveland, we weren't talking about he was learning. We were talking about how,
because he was going after the quarterback. When you're playing D tackle, he wasn't asked.
You don't think he wasn't going after Lamar in Sunday's game?
They weren't able to.
Again, because their offensive line gets paid too much.
No, because they schemed against him. That's how they did it with the RPOs. He hasn't seen RPOs from the edge before. He hasn't done this yet. This is new to him. Against Baker, he did kind of struggle against the run early on against the Browns, but he was able to progress, and once the Browns got behind, they had to throw, and that allowed him to go directly after the quarterback, which is what he does best. This was my concern when they moved him to edge. I think he's going to get better, but this was my main concern when they moved him outside of the interior. The interior, they asked him pretty much just get the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
They had Derek Nnadi as, Nnadi, you be the run stopper. Don't sell out. Nnadi, you stop the run. And Chris Jones, get the QB. I think an issue here is with Jaron Reed. We haven't seen him get after the quarterback or stop the run. It's been a black hole. You're asking a lot for Chris Jones to try and solve your entire defensive line issues. How I think on offense sometimes, everyone expects Patrick Mahomes to cover up any other issue like the run game, the offensive line, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
We do ask a lot of Patrick.
We ask a lot of Patrick, but I think it's the same thing on defense where the defense asks so much of Chris Jones.
That's true. But again, we can't – I don't know. I guess because of the – this is my issue with the Chiefs and the players. You want the smoke. You want to have the expectations. I mean, and you want to talk the talk about getting back to the Super Bowl, winning it, running it back, trying to get back there, you know, reclaim the throne or the crown, however you want to verbalize it. And then when you have a bad game, you get upset when people call you out on it or try to hold your feet to the fire. Now, look, I'm pretty sure those of us who cover the Chiefs, we only want the best for them. I mean, trust me, it's no fun covering a losing team. I'd hate to be on the Cincinnati Bengals beat or the Jacksonville Jaguars beat or the Jets beat. I'm fortunate enough to be on the Chiefs beat. I like it when they win. I like being able to go to L.A. or Miami or Tampa to cover them in the Super Bowl. I enjoy that type of stuff. And so if I want them, you know, if I want to be able to enjoy Los Angeles, as I hope to in February, you know, I expect greatness because that's what you all are putting out and that's what you all expect of yourselves. And so if that's what you expect, don't be mad when we're sitting there questioning you and like, yeah, now look, again, I'm not going to act like the sky has fallen. I don't think so. But, you know, especially when it relates to Chris Jones in this position. But I will act like the sky has fallen for Steve Spagnuolo just be based off of history, just history. Because, again, Patrick has lost 5 games in his career on the road, minus the Super Bowl, on the road. And those games that he's lost, the highest he's scored is 51 points. Now, Spags went over the defense at the time. That was Sutton, where the defense gave up 54 points. But again, how many points is it going to take for Patrick to score where he doesn't have to worry about the defense giving him more points than what he's scoring?
You got to always keep your foot down. Andy Reid, just keep throwing, man.
Sterling, the 2 years we've been doing shows together, what have I always said about Andy Reid?
Oh, yeah, I agree. Keep he gets
his
conservative.
Foot on, no, I say keep your foot on their damn neck. Blow a team out. Again, Patrick has said, hell, I know Kelsey has said it because he's told me. I've asked him on the Zooms call last year. He feels they can average 50 points a game. They have the offense to do it. Yeah, and it baffles me as to why you're not trying. And look, and here's the thing. I know that the players are trying to score 50 points. I think at times Andy's not trying to score 50 points because he doesn't want, you know, I understand sportsmanship. But damn that, man, get the win first. You worry about sportsmanship after you hoist the Lombardi trophy. You can be all diplomatic and, you know, I mean, look, Tom Brady. They he was a quarterback of the Patriots when they came back and beat the Falcons, you know, when they were down 20-3, the defense held them to 0 points in the second half, and they came back and beat them in overtime 31-28. Do you think when he went down to when they went down to Atlanta last week and played them, it was a close ball game, yes, and of course the defense had 2 pick sixes, but Tom Brady had 5 touchdown passes. I mean, he didn't need those pick sixes to still win, because they won, well, with the 48-28. So, you know, they were trying. I mean, Brady's trying to blow out every team. This team that they're playing on Sunday, I know we'll talk about it in a little bit when we do our predictions, but obviously they're playing the Rams. Do you not think that he doesn't, you know, he doesn't hear the whispers that this could be a potential NFC Championship game matchup? I think you said that the Rams are your pick to go to. So, you know, Brady knows this stuff. Now, Brady's like, Darren, I'm glad you got my back, you know, where I got the Bucks going back to the Super Bowl. But you don't think that this is not going to be a statement game for him to try to put up points to, you know, to kind of put the Rams in their place? Like, you know, we remember what you did to us last year when, you know, when I first got here and you beat us. This is a little payback. I mean, stuff, you know, this is just how people like him are wired. Of course, and then after tomorrow or after Sunday's game, he's going to be thinking about what he's going to put on Belichick's Patriots team, and we'll talk more about that next week. So, I mean, again, if you want to be great, you have to put yourself in situations, and you have to do things, and you have to do sacrifices, things that's going to make you be great. Brady knows what it's all about. Obviously, a lot of the Chiefs players do, and you know, I think someone like Patrick does to an extent. I think Tyron does, and a few others. But you know, Chris Jones cheerleading, you know, being the biggest cheerleader when it comes to, you know, what the Chiefs do and fans and stuff like that. Hey, all that is good. All that is great. But bro, you got to turn around and you got to put up, because we know what Patrick can do and we know what Patrick is going to do in Sunday's game. Question is, what's the defense? What's everybody else going
to
do?
Yeah, they've put a lot of resources into the defense recently, especially spending back to back second round draft picks and back to back seasons on linebacker. They obviously, second rounder Juan Thornhill, brought in a whole bunch of new cornerbacks just to fit Spag's system, and DeAndre Baker and Mike Hughes, Legarius Sneed, Tre'Davious Ward, that fits Spag's system. They have 25% of the entire roster on the defensive line. Yeah. 25% of the cap space is on the defensive line. So they have resources on defense. It comes down to, can they put it all together? We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give our predictions for this week. Darren and Sterling here, ESPN, Kansas City.
Hi, Ollie Gates here. The Gates family would like to say thank you for allowing us to serve you for 75 years, a milestone which would not have been possible without your support. Thanks again, and remember, whatever the case may be, keep the faith.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here at ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. What do you think, Darren?
What I'm thinking is, hopefully come Monday, you'll owe me some Gates, because I'm hoping Kansas City Royals sweep this weekend.
You think they win three games over the weekend?
I hope so. That's all I need them to do.
Hey, I mean, I'm rooting for them.
Oh, no, you're not. You're
I don't want them to lose.
You root for your pocketbook, because I'm going to eat well.
It ain't going to be more than $20.
You want to bet?
I do want to bet. And how much a lunch cost?
Hey, what is it? If I get a short end and beans or fries, yeah, it's going to cost like $21. Mm. Yeah. I mean, you know, look, hey, I wouldn't complain if I, you know, if they go. They
no, you would have complained.
Nah, if
you would have complained.
First of all, I paid my debts. You know what I'm saying? So, if they were to win 71 games, if they only won two games the rest of the way, I would begrudge it, but I would do it. But see, it's not my fault that your meal costs less than $10 and mine doesn't. That's totally up to you. So, but yeah.
No, because I'm a nice guy. That's not what I would get.
No, that's just because you like a beef noodle, which is fine.
That's not what I'd get a mixed plate.
You could get a mixed plate.
See, but my point is, I don't do it because I'm a nice guy. I'm not trying to hurt. I'm not trying to hurt you.
First of all, you're probably the 1%. I ain't. This is money you find in your sock. This is not. You're not working for this money.
Money I win betting.
Well, that's fine. Well, see, there you
golf.
Go. It's free money. Free money.
It is free money.
Exactly.
All money's free.
Well, you can get it.
All right. Which games are you starting off with?
Well, let's start off with it's a lot of early games, so let's start off with the games on Fox. Ooh. Yeah. Let's do it.
Washington at Bills.
Well, we'll see which Washington team shows up. We'll see the one, you know, either we'll see the defense that stood out last year that was ranked number two, or we'll see whether or not, and look, I want to see whether or not Josh Allen is actually going to bounce back and be the Josh Allen that everybody's talking about is going to take that next step as an MVP candidate. We haven't seen it thus far in the first 2 weeks. I do like Buffalo in this game. I like for them to kind of soften up Washington before we play them. And, of course, we play Buffalo in 2 weeks at Arrowhead. So I'd like to see a strong Buffalo Bills team coming into Arrowhead so we can put the, you know, put the, I don't know what Mitch said, they put the Titan down or whatever.
The hammer down,
yeah.
Yeah, I like Buffalo, too. Buffalo coming off a 35-0 win.
You got a man crush on Josh Allen.
Well, coming off a 35-0 win, and Washington's defense has not looked very good this year, surprisingly. Bears at Browns.
Here's the thing. You know, they'll be without Jarvis Landry. It's reported that Odell Beckham will return to the lineup, which
he's supposed to be active, yeah.
Justin Fields is going to start at quarterback for the Bears. I think that he elevates their play because of what he can do versus what Andy Dalton cannot do. He's going to have a good showing with the defense that he's going to face. This is probably a bad game for him to make his debut. I like Cleveland in this game. However, I am taking Chicago. As I told you yesterday, I'm taking them with the points. I got them +7. So I do think they lose. Even if they win, I still win on that one. But I've got Cleveland winning this game.
I like the Browns. I like the Browns hammering Chicago. I think Baker Mayfield's – I think he has taken the next step. I believe that. I think Odell Beckham
is huge.
I think
you've got to have more respect for Chicago's defense. Khalil Mack and those players.
He's fine. I don't think Chicago's going to score very much. Mm. We'll see. Justin Fields,
Allen Robinson, all of the rookies. He's got some players. Now that offensive line, that might
question
be an issue.
Mark.
So if he can, you know, look, if he can avoid making the mistakes that those rookies made in week two, and of course he was part of it, but he didn't start. But if he can avoid that, then I like his chances to at least keep him within a touchdown.
Next game on Fox, Saints at New England. Saints coming off a very weird first two games, hammering Green Bay and then getting hammered by Carolina. Both teams sit at 1-1.
When I made my parlays, I don't think I had this game on there. This was a game that just is touch and go because I don't know which team is going to show up, and really on both sides. I mean, obviously, New England could easily be 2-0 because they lost 17-16 the first week to Miami, and we've seen what happened with Miami last week against Buffalo. I am going to take New England at home. It's hard for me to see them losing two games in a row at home, you know, their season opener and then this particular game, knowing that you got Tom Brady coming in the following week. So I'm going to go with the Patriots in this game.
I got Saints. I think Jameis and the Saints bounce back. I like the Saints defense. And I'm kind of going with the same trend I've been kind of saying all year so far. These rookie quarterbacks, they've not impressed me so far the first few games. I like going with a veteran guy. I know Jameis Winston is can be a turnover machine, but I like the veteran presence of the Saints versus Mac Jones and the Patriots.
It's for me, it's not a matter of Mac Jones being a rookie. I trust Belichick and that defense more that they'll be able to throw stuff out at Jameis that'll force him to make mistakes, which would end up helping Mac Jones.
Falcons Giants battle of the 0-2s.
I need the Giants to win one for my parlay, my parlay. But I really think that the Giants are just a much better team than the Falcons. I think they're shooting themselves over the foot. Plus, you know, they've had extra time. They've had 10 days to get ready for this game, especially knowing that they should have beaten the Washington football team and didn't because of the offsides penalty. You know, on the field goal. So with that being the case, I am going to go with the Giants, and you know I think it's not going to be much of a contest.
I think both these teams are better than 0-2. I think both teams aren't great by any means.
I think Washington. I mean, I think the New York Giants is because everybody knows that they should have won that game.
Sure, and I think the Giants have some good offensive weapons. Sterling Shepard's great. Kenny Galladay, Daniel Jones has looked pretty good, especially running the football. I like the Falcons. I like Matt Ryan still. I think Matt Ryan is not going to go to 0-3. Yeah. I don't think he's going to do that. They were coming back against the Buccaneers before the kind of fluky pick sixes.
Yeah, but their defense is bad, Sterling.
Their defense is horrible, right? I get that. It's going to be a high-scoring game. And
wow.
I think in a high-scoring game, yeah. I like the Falcons and Matt Ryan when the points are getting up there. So that's why I'm going with the Falcons. Next game on Fox, Cardinals and Jaguars. This is we'll definitely agree on this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy for me. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I was talking to Isaiah Simmons' father last night. And, you know, he doesn't do the road game, so had the game been in Phoenix, he'd have gone. But I like them. I mean, they're playing lights out. Kyler Murray's playing much better, you know, to start the season so far. That defense is – it's hard for me to say the defense is legit because, again, they gave up 30-some points. They only won by four. I think it was 34-33 against Minnesota last week. So, but, you know, they made the necessary plays. I do like Kyler Murray. The question is going to be whether or not DeAndre Hopkins is able to play in this game. I think he's going to be a game-time decision. So that might be an issue right there, which hopefully doesn't come back to bite me.
I don't think it's an issue. Rondale Moore has stepped up. He's been fantastic. They're just so much more talented. Urban Meyer, I don't think he's a good head coach, like we've said multiple times. I like the Cardinals hammering the Jaguars. I picked a lot of road teams so far. Just realize that. Buccaneers, Rams.
Oh, gosh.
In L.A.
Ooh, I'm only going with Tampa because that's my Super Bowl pick. I have to be on the other side of you because I know you're picking the Rams.
I'm going the Rams. I'm going with the home team in this one, surprisingly. But I wouldn't be surprised at all. I'm not.
We can bet a vending machine.
Oh, I'm not confident this one. I think the Bucs can easily win.
Both teams can easily win, but, you know, I mean, let's make it interesting.
I have zero convictions in this game because I just want a good football game. I want to see if the Rams are legit. This is a good first test. Cooper Kupp and Matt Stafford have had a great connection. I think Robert Woods is going to get more involved this game. The Bucs front seven's fantastic. Good luck running with Daryl Henderson. But that back four, they can be beat. So that's their only chance.
Man, my issue really is just going to be, like you said, Cooper Kupp and, you know, whether or not Matt Stafford can continue to, you know, do well with that connection. Or will Tampa Bay and Todd Bowles, will he be able to, you know, take their greatest strength away from him, so to speak? And if you can do that, then they have a good chance. But like you, yeah, either team can win. And
I just want a fun game. That's all I care about. I feel like that
I'm
could
not
be
going to
see
it till like halftime by the time I get on from Arrowhead.
That's going to be one of the most fun games of the day. Final game on Fox, Seahawks at the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings 0-2, Seahawks 1-1 after falling disappointingly to the Tennessee Titans.
I think the Seahawks bounce back in this game. I think Russell Wilson, he's been good from the air. I think he's got 7 touchdown passes. I expect a high-scoring game. I expect a back-and-forth game. I'm going to go with Seattle. I think I have Seattle winning this game, straight out. And yeah, if I were to do an over under, I don't know what it is.
55, and I'd still rip the over.
I'd say over. I would rip the over on that.
Both offenses are pretty good, and both defenses are horrible. I actually don't know. I guess I'd probably go with the Seahawks because I trust Russell Wilson more. But this could be one of those games where Kirk Cousins just goes into his bag and throws 4 touchdown passes to Adam Thielen. You never know. And Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, 2 obviously phenomenal wide receivers. But I'm with you. I think I just trust the Seahawks a little bit more.
Yeah, and that's saying a lot, too. So I could see that. I mean, it just – here's the thing. You know, Russell, I think Tyler Lockett has another big game. If that were to be the case. And here's the thing. We haven't said much about Justin Jefferson so far this season. So that's another way of looking at things to see, hey, can they pull things out? So
We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll hit up the CBS games. Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City. Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here, ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Jimi Hendrix is always good. I just wanted to keep it rolling for a little bit because I was like, this is so good.
You can never
good.
Go wrong with Jimi Hendrix, bro.
It's great.
Never apologize for awesome. Jimi Hendrix.
We got to do, though. We got to play some CBS games. So, Jimmy, I'm sorry. We love you. We'll play you some more soon, but... right, first game on CBS, Ravens, Detroit Lions.
Simple for me, Baltimore Ravens. I don't think they have a letdown from their win against the Chiefs Sunday night, so I think they come out. Game's on the road for them, Detroit, Motor City. They're not going to be able to bite off Lamar's kneecap, so I like the Ravens big in this game.
Detroit's been better than expected. They played a really good first half last week.
Yeah.
Couldn't predict.
There is two halves, though, too.
100%. Ravens win this game, but I do think the Detroit's on the right path. We give a lot of crap to Dan Campbell, as we should, but he looks like he at least has the team going in the right direction. Next game on CBS, Indianapolis Colts, Tennessee Titans, two teams who had playoff aspirations. Colts 0-2, Titans 1-1 after a big win over Seattle. Both teams seem to be on the cusp. They seem to be in the same tier. Who do you have here?
I have Titans. I think last week we finally got, you know, we got a chance to see Derrick Henry at his finest. You know, look, when he has a big game, especially multiple touchdown games, you know he's going to be rushing for a lot of yards. This game is at home for the Titans. I think they win. I think they win rather convincingly. Again, even if Carson Wentz plays, he's not going to be healthy. As bad as you say the Titans defense may be, you know, if you got Carson Wentz out there who you know is injury prone, that's like blood in the water for a shark.
I like Tennessee because they're the home team. I think these two teams are very equal. I think they're very similar.
Now, the other day, I thought you had.
I didn't know who was the home team.
I told you that. I told you the other day when I went through my parlay.
I look at it now, and I'm wrong.
Start paying attention.
I didn't hear you say that the home team. If this would have been playing in Indy, I'd have taken Indy.
That would have been fair.
So I'm taking the home team. I think they're very equal teams. Julio Jones has had a really good start for the Titans, surprisingly. Almost 200.
He didn't have a good first game.
157.
I don't know, last week. Yeah, but I'm saying the first game, he didn't do all too well. But, yeah, last week he was bought. A.J. Johnson, though, needs
Brown.
A.J. Brown needs to have a better performance in week number three.
Chiefs, Chargers, we'll touch on a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
Next game on CBS, Cincinnati Bengals at the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is a division rivalry game. Even though Ben Roethlisberger is probably done, he just doesn't know it yet.
He was done a couple years ago.
I still like the Steelers. I think this game is at home for them, correct?
Yes, it is.
I can't see Tomlin losing two game back-to-back games. I like the defense of the Steelers, and I think they're going to give Joe Burrow some issues. Look, T.J. Watt he's going to play like a defensive player of the year, and against a division opponent, you expect him to do nothing less than that. So I expect him to win in this game.
Yeah. Cincinnati's offense is great, but their offensive line is not. Steelers have one of the best defenses in the NFL. With you. I'm going with the Steelers, but I could see Cincinnati winning at home against them just based on I don't think the Steelers can score.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson out, just so you know. Wide receiver, their number one, out for the Steelers. They still have Juju Smith-Schuster. They still have Chase Claypool.
Juju, number one receiver?
Deontay Johnson has been for – based on the numbers this year, Deontay Johnson has been outstanding, but he is out this game. He got hurt on the last play of the game when they were down 9 last week, which was obviously head-scratcher.
Right.
So we're both going with the Steelers there. New York Jets at the Denver Broncos. The Broncos have had an extremely easy schedule to start the season. Great for them. I think they moved to 3-0. What do you think?
Well, as long as Teddy Bridgewater is the quarterback, I mean, sky's the limit. So as long as he's the quarterback, they win. They try to move to Drew Lock. They'll go 0-for. So we'll go with the Broncos in this game.
You and I could probably beat the Jets. So
probably, but I like Teddy Bridgewater over Drew Lock. As long as Drew Lock is third string, you know, after me or even after you, I'm fine.
I don't get your hatred for Drew Lock. Your disdain.
He's just not as good as you or Steve thinks he is.
He's a very solid quarterback. He has not gotten an opportunity. Finally, you get Cortland Sutton back, who he didn't have to throw to last year. Already, Cortland Sutton has 173 yards.
Should've, would've, could've.
Noah Fant was hurt last year. He's back this year. Yeah, you give him some weapons. Look what happens. Broncos, though, they're going to probably move to 3-0. I'm not worried, but they had an easy start to their schedule. They're taking care of business so far. Jets, though.
I mean, but look at
Zach
it.
Zach Wilson,
I mean,
looks bad.
But what were you saying when the Steelers were 11-0? They're the worst team. So, I mean, Denver,
I said the same thing. I said, yeah,
Denver,
I said
could, Denver could, but I think
I don't think Denver's very
legit.
Good. I don't think they're very good, but
I think they're more legit because of both sides of the ball compared to what Steelers were last year.
Final game on CBS. Miami Dolphins, no Tua Tagovailoa. They are playing with Jacoby Brissett going up against the Las Vegas Raiders.
I like the Raiders. I mean, the Raiders have been impressive. Now, this could be a game where the Raiders lose because they're coming overconfident. But if the Raiders play their game, and I think Gruden will have them ready, as long as they don't do Raider-like stuff, which is have dumbass penalties and cause themselves to just, you know, get out of scoring position. Derek Carr has been playing extremely well. He's been the best quarterback these last 2 weeks. Statistically, he's been the best quarterback. And look, they've been legit. Those two victories that they got against the Steelers and the Ravens, those are legit wins. I mean, they fought hard for those wins, whether it was overtime or just going into Pittsburgh and just beating them down. They did what they're supposed to do. I like the Raiders at home in this game.
Yeah, 100%. I'm surprised the Lions only 3.5 for the Raiders, according to ESPN. I think the Raiders won by way more than that. Yeah. Miami looked horrible with Jacoby Brissett against the Bills. The Bills are a very good team. I get that. But 0 points in an NFL game? Yikes. Raiders, like you said, they've looked really good the first two games to start the year. They look good. Derek Carr is going deep. He's trusting Darren Waller. He's throwing it at Henry Ruggs. Now, finally, Ruggs caught a deep touchdown pass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rolling with the Raiders. I for sure like him covering 3.5. That's, to me, a lock.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've got the Raiders. I just did money line this week, so
yeah,
depending on hopefully somebody bleeds tomorrow night on UFC, I'll get my additional money, and I may take some plus minuses on the games over the weekend.
Ooh, Sunday night.
I feel like Star Wars music.
It does kind of sound like Star Wars. Mm-hmm. Spot the difference, Star Wars or NFL theme music. Sunday Night Football. Green Bay Packers, 1-1. They've had a weird first two games. One game looked miserable. Second game looked really good. Against the San Francisco 49ers and whoever the hell is going to be out running back for them.
This is, of course, a rematch of the 2019 NFC Championship game that they lost. Well, basically 2019-2020. NFC Championship game that the Packers lost, where they could have had a State Farm Super Bowl the last 2 years against Patrick, and they didn't. This is a tough one, man. This game is, you know, I don't know if they bounce back, but I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers because I trust him at quarterback more so than I do. I don't know, man. This is a tough game. I mean, I think about it because, you know.
A lot of good games this week. There's a lot of close games this week.
Yeah,
it looks like
a lot of good games. I mean, and I can see a scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo leads his team to victory. Man, you know what? I'm going to go with the 49ers. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm going to go with the 49ers because I think they're solid defensively. No?
I'm going the Packers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Packers.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Packers. I don't trust Jimmy G.
I'm going the Packers. I think the Niners are a solid team, but I think the Packers are a very, very good team. I don't think the Niners can keep up this attrition at running back. You can throw anyone you pretty much want back there, and they've produced so far, but eventually, right? Like
Well, here's the other thing. They haven't really utilized Kittle the last couple of weeks.
They've not utilized Kittle hardly at all.
Yeah.
He had four catches last week for, I don't know, like 17 yards. Something silly.
So I'm worried about, if you don't get him involved against the Eagles, what are you saving them for?
So I will say Green Bay struggles against tight ends. They're ranked currently the 30th worst defense against tight ends. This could be a game where Kittle feasts, right? But I think we both have the Packers. I just, when it comes down to close games, I always tend to lean with who is the better quarterback.
And look, this is their first game at home. Well, you know, this is also the Niners' first game at home this year. I think their first two games were on the road on the East Coast, so they could, and they're undefeated. This is going to be a good game. I'll be home for that.
We will take a quick break. Quick break. What happened there?
Boy.
I turned into a 7-year-old.
Blake.
A quick break, and we'll come back and finish the show talking Chiefs, Chargers. Darren and Sterling here, ESPN, Kansas City. Welcome back to Darren and Sterling, ESPN, Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Finally, Chargers Chiefs, final game. Whoever loses this game is in the AFC West cellar.
Facts.
Who would have thought?
Never saw that coming.
Again, obviously early on in the season, but Chiefs right now, 7-point favorites, over under 54.5. How you think this shakes out? Which team bounces?
I expect Kansas City to bounce back. They didn't really have much of a choice because the fan base will, they expect more. They deserve more. I think the players will take it upon themselves. I don't think they show up to run defense in just 1 week. I don't see it happening. However, I think Kansas City pulls out the win. I do believe that you have a good quarterback duel between both teams. And when it matters most, Kansas City will make the plays. They'll be able to hold off the Chargers in the end. I've got Kansas City, I think the points for the 6.5. No, I think it's gone up to 7. But I got the Chiefs winning by 4, 34-30.
I like it. Yeah, I have Kansas City in this one. I agree they do not cover the spread of 7. They're, 1-12-1?
I've learned. If I didn't learn my lesson last year, I've definitely learned it so far. I'm not taking the Chiefs when it comes with the points. Just give me, they're either going to win straight out or they're going to go over or under when it comes to the score.
Yeah, don't go in with. I mean, eventually they're going to have obviously break this horrendous stretch of games where they can't cover. Eventually it's going to switch, but I don't think it happens here. The Chargers seem to be a very good team, especially offensively. It's an AFC West matchup, man. When you have these divisional games, they always seem to be close. Chargers were close in both games last year. They took one. Obviously, Mahomes wasn't playing in Week 17. But I like a close game. I like the Chiefs winning. I'll go 31-28. How's that? 31? Is that still over? That's still over.
That's still over. I think it's. I think that's a lot closer than what I had it. But
you had 34. It's 1 point.
Yeah, but, I mean, my stuff is more.
I guess it's 25% closer, Darren.
Yeah, I would say that. So, no, I mean, it. They can't afford a loss. I mean, obviously they lose, fans will go crazy. They'll think the sky has fallen. It would be some serious issues in Kansas City if that were the case. So, yeah, I don't. They can't afford for a loss to happen.
For as much talent as on the Chargers offense, they haven't shown it so far, averaging 18.5 points a game, obviously only putting up 20 against Washington, and then just 17 against the Dallas Cowboys. We're both kind of expecting then by our scores that the Chargers offense is going to at least improve, break out to what we think they are capable of doing.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely a very fair assessment about that. You know, I'm interested to see what Austin Ekeler does running the football. I want to see, again, what type of improvements the Kansas City defense has made this week, especially when they probably only practice hitting, you know, maybe one day this week, if even that. So I want to see what, you know, these players talk about, Tyron talking about, they, you know, sometimes you got to wake up with an ass kicking, and January talking about how pissed they are. Okay, you said it. Now let me see you translate that to the football field. Because if you don't, you got to come talk to us after the game. And you want us to answer some of these questions because I'm going to have them ready for you come Sunday postgame.
So Kansas City on the ground this year have averaged 67.5 yards per game. Horrible, right?
Correct.
I mean, even for me, an analytically driven guy, you got to get more than 67.5 yards on the ground per game. Chargers give up 162 yards per game on the ground. Does Kansas City try to make a conscious effort to run the ball more, or are they going to say, you know what, it's not working for us, let's do what we're built to do, and that's pass?
They always say that, Sterling, but when it matters most, they're not gonna, you know, they're not gonna change. They are who they are. I mean, and Andy Reid is who he is, and he likes to pass the football. If he feels like his team, if his squad can actually, you know, run with the football, and you know, he'll do it. I just don't see it happening. There's just nothing that he does or that he says that convinced me that if they have a chance to run the football, that's exactly what they're going
to
do.
They just haven't been able to run the football. It's not that they haven't tried. They've tried a decent
amount
of times.
No, they've tried, but it's like, okay, if it don't work these first two times, the next 12 times we're going to pass the football.
Well, they ran a lot on first down last game. Didn't work out at all. Clyde, 13 carries, 46 yards, horrendous.
Change your running back.
I was about to say, do you think we see more Jerick McKinnon or Darrell Williams this game? Or are they going to say, you know what, we feel like we need to give Clyde confidence, first play of the game, first series, we're going to try and pound the ball with Clyde?
Honestly, that's what I was sitting there thinking, that it'll be more Clyde trying to, you know, make sure, you know, that confidence is still there. You know, we don't want him, you know, we don't want him being down when it comes to, you know, when it comes to his confidence and things like that. So
Willie Gay Jr. is still out. That means who's going to be on Austin Ekeler out of the backfield? Who do you think is going to have the assignment? Because I definitely don't want Ben Neiman. I love Nick Bolton, but that's not Nick Bolton's game. He struggles in pass coverage. This is supposed to be Willie Gay Jr.'s specialty. Who gets tasked with the tough assignment of Austin Ekeler out of the backfield?
I'm going to say Bolton. Nick Bolton.
You think it's going to be – you think Bolton?
Yeah.
I was interested to see if they try putting even a safety on him. If they try to use Dan Sorensen in the box, or if they play a lot of three safety and try and put maybe –
Do you really want to
I don't,
depend but, on Sorensen?
I don't, but I don't know if I trust Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton, I get it, but he struggles in pass. Again, I'm a Mizzou guy. Love Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton's worst attributes, pass coverage. His best attributes, run stopping, right? Makes me a little nervous. You're not putting Hitchens. I don't think Hitchens is even an option. Does Dorian O'Daniel get more playing time?
That's a good question. I mean, look, you would think this is something for Tyron
Thornhill.
Thornhill, that would be beneficial, but you know, I was telling somebody, for some reason, you would think that Thornhill is in the doghouse, man. I mean, I haven't quite put my finger on it as to why they seem to have an issue with the one.
I don't think
I'm going to head
knows.
To the barbershops. I'm going to try to find out what I can, you know, try to do some investigative reporting.
No one knows except for apparently Spags, because it makes zero sense that Dan gets 100%. Juan gets 11 snaps. Do you think we see more Juan Thornhill in this game?
Nope.
I'm going to say yes. I think we see a lot more Juan Thornhill. I think that it's been loud. Fans have been loud. I think we see a lot more three safeties in this game. I do think we see more Juan Thornhill. So, Darren, you and I both have the Chiefs. When do we both have the Chargers covering the 7 points? Have fun at the game.
I will.
You bringing Gates?
I'm getting Gates after the show. I mean, after the game.
Love it. Well, everyone, have fun. Stay safe. If you're going to the game, be safe. Maybe you'll see Darren
in a brand new suit.
We're out of here.